Hello and welcome to this podcast on dealing with change in your career from Prospect. If you're interested in the wider organisational aspects of managing change, such as collective negotiation or the health and safety implications of change, Prospect has a number of resources to help with this that you can link to from the page that you downloaded this podcast from. In this particular podcast series, we will look at how you can become better equipped personally to deal with change in the workplace. The podcast is in three parts. The first part is about anticipating change in the future. Subsequent sections will look at how you navigate change as it's happening and how you adapt to change once it's occurred. Prospect provides a lot of support to its members undergoing change in the workplace. In our Career Plus workshops, we've helped a number of people who are facing externally imposed change, such as restructuring or redundancy. I also work a lot with people who are seeking to initiate change in their own careers. This could be a change of role or career progression. Some people seem to find it hard to predict change and to anticipate how change will affect them, whereas other people appear to be better at seeing it coming and are therefore better prepared for it. So what enables some people to anticipate change, and is it something you can learn to do better? In this part of the podcast, I will look at what makes it hard to spot the early signs of change, and we'll discuss a few techniques that can help you to become better at anticipating change and estimating the impact of change on your life. One clue about why it can be so hard to spot the fact that change is in the air comes from an interesting piece of psychological research by Dan Simmons and Christopher Chabris. They got participants to watch a video of two teams of people passing balls to each other. They asked people to count the number of times a particular team passed the ball. After the video, they asked the viewers whether they'd noticed a woman dressed in a gorilla costume walking right through the middle of the players. Roughly half of the participants had entirely failed to spot her and would often refuse to believe the researchers until they were shown the video again. This phenomenon of inattentional blindness comes from the fact that our brains have limited resources, and if we are focusing hard on a demanding task, our brains will often filter out any information that doesn't seem to be relevant to the job in hand. So because we're immersed in concentrating on our day job, we sometimes don't see the indicators of imminent change that should be obvious to us. Even if we do notice the signs of change, we may not act on them. This is partly because the uncertainty associated with a possible change can make us feel uncomfortable. So we just avoid thinking about it until it's so close that it's unavoidable. Partly, though, it's genuinely hard to think clearly about things that haven't happened yet and are ambiguous. In the rest of this section, I will discuss a couple of techniques to help you think constructively about potential future changes. At this point, you may want to pause the podcast so that you can download the accompanying worksheets. I won't talk you through the exercises in detail because hopefully the instructions on the sheet are fairly self-explanatory. What I will do, though, is talk about how you can use these techniques in practice and what benefits they might have for your ability to anticipate change. Force field analysis is designed to increase your awareness of the internal and external factors that make change more or less likely. It's not an easy exercise, especially if you haven't done anything like it before, but it does get easier with practice. To increase your chances of spotting early signs of change, make it a regular habit to take a step back from your day-to-day work and take time to assess the bigger picture. You could do this on the first Monday of the month or as part of your preparation for a performance review or appraisal. It's important to do it regularly, because even if you find it hard to estimate the absolute strength of the various forces that you identify, it should be possible to observe if they are growing or shrinking over time. Being more aware of the forces that are acting for and against change can also make it more likely that you can spot opportunities to influence those forces and influence the situation ahead of time by drawing attention to particular forces. Scenario planning, one of the other exercises, helps to deal with the fact that it's hard to think about lots of vague future possibilities all at the same time. By identifying as many different possible outcomes as you can, and then dealing with each of them one by one, you can think more clearly about what options you might have in a range of different situations. This type of what-if thinking helps you to develop a range of contingency plans, so that when the situation eventually becomes clearer, you can respond more quickly because you know in advance what you might do. These exercises can be used to think constructively about externally imposed change in an organisation, but they can also be applied to help you evaluate your individual situation if you're considering a self-imposed change. Neither of these techniques that I've talked about will make thinking about change completely easy, but they will help you to think in a more structured way. You may find it helpful to discuss these exercises with other people that you trust, as they may be able to spot factors that you can't see and maybe generate potential scenarios that you haven't thought of. One final factor that makes people better at anticipating change and its consequences is how much experience of change they have. The more you've been through changes in the past, the more likely you are to pay attention to the signs of change and to be able to plan ahead for different possible outcomes. One way to make yourself more comfortable with change is to start conducting small change experiments on yourself. These help you to acclimatise yourself to change in circumstances that you can control. It might be something as simple as taking a different route to work or picking a different place to have lunch. Perhaps try approaching familiar tasks in a slightly different way. Socialise with different people. Experiments like this will help you to get used to the idea of change, but they will also introduce you to new ways of thinking, and they'll help you to notice different factors in your environment, which will help you with the other things that we've talked about earlier. In the remaining part of this podcast, we look at how you can deal more effectively with change as it's happening, and at how you can ensure that you learn all the possible useful lessons from a change that's recently happened.